I had to take my son to the ER because he swallowed a toy train once.
Wait, you have a kid?
That's not the joke. The doc said he bit off more than he can chew.
Welcome to Intermission, a show about anything and everything band related, proving that band is fun. My name's Kim Shuttlesworth.
And I'm Riaz Muhammad.
In today's episode of Winter Wrap Up, we revisit some of our best and worst of 2024.
All right.
What day is today?
It's Thursday.
Oh, happy Thursday. It is December 19th, 2024.
Yes, and we will not be doing another one until 2025.
Correct.
Yes. Bye, Calvin.
This is the last day of school for us, and we are trying to just wrap up things for the semester.
We're trying to survive to the end.
Wrap up things for the semester and kind of jumpstart next semester. And there's a couple kids in here currently coloring in a coloring book. What's the front of this say? Curious. It's a Curious Kitties coloring book. Kitties, as in kittens. It sounded like kitties, like kids. Anyhow.
Yeah, enunciation's key these days.
That's sort of an inside joke we'll tell you all when you're older.
Yeah, so we wanted to just hop on here to tell everyone we hope you have a great
break. Well-deserved break if you're in education.
Correct. Because I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired.
Yeah. Earlier, so 1 year ago, we were where?
In Chicago
for the Midwest Clinic,
yes.
Which was a ton of fun. And I feel like I'm more tired.
I think I'm going to listen to that CD today.
Now, do you have a CD player?
When I say CD, I mean I'm going to listen to my iTunes of it.
I don't know. Is it on like Spotify?
No, I downloaded it to my iTunes. Because I got an electronic download.
Can I get an electronic download?
I sent you a link for it years ago point.
Year, singular.
Months
Jesus.
Ago at this point. But I sent it
I'll
to
look,
everyone.
I'll look for it.
Probably. You should
you're,
have it.
You're probably right, yeah.
I know I am.
Generally. I mean, that's generally how things go around here. Did you? Yes, I did. I don't think so. Yes, I did. Oh, you did.
Yeah, so I asked him to mail a package.
Sorry, Miller family.
Two times. It's our new uniform. And I asked him to send it out back, and he hasn't done it yet. It's fine. We want to talk
like
about some
working.
Of
anyway.
Some of our favorite, maybe some of our funniest moments of the year.
Yeah. So me
reminding everyone that we have fun here, even though we
right.
Weren't
it's
on.
A, it's in our little intro. Band is fun.
Band is fun. So we're gonna explain that.
So a thing that me and my wife do every single day, and I look forward to it every night. Is we share. We just call it best worst.
Yeah.
At this point, like. What's your best worst of the day? But we're going to do something along those lines of your best and worst of 2024,
yeah.
Coppell Band related.
Singular, or are we going to talk about a lot?
We can talk about a lot. That's fine. We have a whole episode to cover.
Okay, what have we written down first?
Well, first, what's your best and worst for the fall? Or do we want to do the fall? Let's do the fall for best and worst.
The best... and I said this last night, was the relationships that we keep building with the kids, especially those that have left. I mean, our offices have been filled with people this week of college kids coming back.
Can't get anything done.
No, but I think my favorite part about it is because that means that we made a difference. And I think sometimes people in education think like, kids don't listen to us and why am I still in it? And that's why they quit is because they don't feel fulfilled. But when a kid visits us and says thank you to us or comes back and asks us to have dinner or something like that, just to catch up and let us know how their life is, that means that we were an important part of building them into who they are today. So that'd probably be my best.
I would
along the lines of that, I thought about this last night too, after I got done. The other best was preparing for Firebird.
Mm.
The final concert of Firebird, when we said, yep, everyone knew.
Yeah. That was
the one
good.
We did. We just knew it was right.
For my best, I would say the same thing about having all those kids visit. And what was interesting is the consensus seems to be them responding with, I'm so glad you guys had us do whatever, because they have finished, and a lot of them are current college freshmen, so they have finished their first semester of school, and like there are aspects that there are things that they've learned from us that have prepared them to, and because the consensus is, oh, college is really, really easy, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah,
but they seem to struggle with the aspect of freedom a little bit.
Man,
unstructured time.
Yeah, plan yourself a plan. Give yourself a plan.
Yeah. What about your worst? That you're willing to share. There we go.
That I'm willing to share. Worst would probably be that I'm willing to share would be when I got sick at the very end. I managed, because I didn't think that I taught well, because I didn't feel good. Going to state, 2 days before state, Rias had been sick.
Yeah, that's my worst. I got COVID for the first time.
Yeah.
Tested positive for the first time. And I was out for 10 days.
Yeah. And then I made it all the way through the entire season.
Until literally we were packing for San Antonio.
Packing for San Antonio. And I just started to feel bad and went to the doctor and had strep. And I had all these sinus infections and all this stuff. So they rented me a car so that I wouldn't infect anyone else. So I could drive.
I'm glad I got to play mom. Nope, you're going home. Football game? Nope, you're going home.
Yeah, I showed up and they'd send me home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'd have a mask on. And
it didn't matter.
I got yelled at a couple times by people.
What was the line? We have to survive.
We have to survive. That's right, that's right. So that was probably a low for me, I think. What was yours?
Getting sick.
Yeah.
And being gone for 10 days because I got tired of seeing my four walls,
mm-hmm.
And I just felt so useless. And in fact, I tried to come back to rehearsal, and I got grounded.
Yeah,
to the first floor of the tower.
You couldn't do the stairs.
Well, I was trying to be productive, and then I got yelled at.
Yeah.
I see you. Get back on the tower.
Trying to walk around. You couldn't do it. So, anyhow, we were trying to think about some of our funniest moments or, like, things that we enjoyed about the entire year of 2024. And so we wrote a couple down. Which one do we want to start with or ask me about?
How about, let's talk about just construction.
Okay. Best and worst at the same time.
Update, they just put the roof on yesterday.
They did, and it looks beautiful,
doesn't it? Oh, my God, yes.
So we obviously are getting a new facility, which is wonderful. And we're really appreciative of it. It did cause us a little bit of issues during the marching season, which probably is what added to our stress level. And honestly, probably our sickness.
Yeah, the amount of times it was a Sahara Desert back there.
Back there, and kids having to, like, breathe all that in and try to play.
Kids?
Oh,
all of us.
Yes, Mr. Sensitive.
Some of us have respiratory issues.
Some of us have sensitive lungs.
We were born at a disadvantage. Anyhow,
so I go to this meeting and they said we need to dig a trench, but we're going to do it in 100-foot increments, and we'll try not to interrupt your rehearsal.
Try not to interrupt.
One day we walk back there, and there's no ground. Like,
it looked like everything had exploded.
If you've ever watched the British attack of Normandy when they built the bunkers.
I'm pretty sure it was that trench.
It's that trench. Like, we were ready for war.
At times, I felt like rehearsal was war, yeah.
So, of course, I think we talked about it maybe in an episode or two, but we definitely... I did have Bob the Builder playing in the background at times because we get out there and we're like, oh, we think we can rehearse. We just need to move some dirt. So
literally,
when I say
dirt.
We, I mean him.
At your service?
Yeah. And so he would shovel dirt.
Mow the Builder. Yes, yeah. He can.
Yeah. So he would push the dirt aside, and then it was always fun when we'd test to be like, is the cement dry?
Tiptoe on it.
I'd put my foot on it and go, nope, I made a little footprint. We can't roll on this today.
Pit, don't come outside. Go home.
Yeah, so that was a good one. But what I thought was interesting about it is that we were so much more productive because we knew we had limitations.
Yeah. Even during class.
That's true.
That's how we ended up tracking.
Listen, I love a good tracking.
I mean, yes.
It's true. These kids don't
the
like
kids
it.
In here just went, ew, I don't like that. Well, it didn't help putting your feet in time, did it? My feet were in time.
That's what they say.
Okay.
I beg to differ on some of those early recordings.
Don't look at us like that.
This is sad.
We should talk about lunch times with the children.
Yeah, so much different than last year's lunch times, but we've been having lunch out there with the senior class, well, with some of the seniors, and I've actually really enjoyed it because of how funny they are. But one day, we already talked about this on the episode, but one of our favorite moments was the grilled cheese challenge.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. To recap, TLDR, a kid says she didn't know if she liked grilled cheese or not, so we decided to make grilled cheese here on our
I thought it was a great opportunity.
Oh, it was a great teachable moment.
It was.
We even got observed for it.
We did. Fish philosophy.
Yeah. Play.
Yeah. So we did that. And then also in the same kind of area, when Riaz was sick, I think we talked about this, of I cooked... I let them cook chicken sausage.
You did not tell me this.
I thought I put it on. We put it on an episode.
Did we? I don't remember this.
When your memories, that's not something you should.
Some of us were born at a disadvantage.
No, when the PSAT went wrong.
Oh, the senior thing.
The
thing. You didn't tell me what you cooked though.
They chicken sausage and barbecue sauce.
Ew.
Yeah. It was actually really good, but that was a fun time with the senior class. But yeah.
We haven't done it this month or last month, but lunchtime with the seniors have also turned into trying new experiences once a month with Glenn,
yeah,
our theater director. That's been a lot of fun.
You failed twice now.
How is this? Okay, I do claim that I will own up to this.
Thank you, because you've not picked it.
He'll be there tonight.
Exactly. We can do it tonight.
Okay, great. We'll figure it out after this.
But most recently, a funny moment, a band moment, and I know this has probably happened to some people. It's probably happened to some people, but what about it?
Shuttle.
Oh. Okay. So I was invited to conduct the Dallas Asian Winds concert, okay? And it was here on Sunday, and I was coming up for it, and I packed my bag. I do the rehearsal. I'm hanging out with our friend Katie for a little bit. I go to get dressed. I look down at my shoes, and I first thought, oh, crap, because I noticed that they were two different brands.
Oh, God.
They're both... what is the shiny called?
I don't know.
Patent leather.
Patent leather.
Okay, they're both that. But, and I was like, oh, no. And then I looked further and I was like, oh, no.
So, on the other side, like none of us are really around, my phone starts blowing up in all caps. Guys, I have two left shoes. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? Because nothing had like come through yet. And then all of a sudden, it's this photo of both your feet in both shoes.
What was I going to do? I had to conduct three pieces.
Socks.
I'm not going to go on stage with socks on.
We have plenty of marching band shoes.
I thought about it. But then they
put, and found.
They put all the sizes on the back of them.
No, because you see, the sizers are for the uniform room, so
yes,
they took them out of there and didn't put them back.
Yeah. So I was like, they're going to know which size shoe I wear if I do this. So anyhow.
Yeah, because that's more embarrassing than two left shoes.
You couldn't tell from stage. So, but me walking, first of all, it got really trippy for a little while. Randall was like, oh my God, it looks like your foot's broken. And it did, because it kept walking till it kept leaning. So I But here's what's even better about this situation is that the heels are different sizes. One was flat and one had a half inch on it.
So you just walked with a limp.
I walked, looked like I was like a gangster or something coming through. So anyhow, I would stand on the podium and I would lean on one
just
side.
Just weeble wobble.
I would weeble wobble, exactly. So that people would have noticed that they were different.
Oh, she must be really into this music.
I was. Yeah, Silent Night in Gotham City.
Oh my God. Oh.
I was like this. And then when I would put, I was like, well, maybe I could cross my feet and make it look like, and then that just made it worse.
Oh my God.
So anyhow, I wore two left feet shoes, and there, I was perfectly fine until like second act or second intermission. And I was like, oh, my feet are starting to hurt. So I immediately after the concert ran and changed. So that's a good moment from lately.
Can we talk about going to our first contest? Why we were late?
Oh. What?
She goes, these are one of the kids. I lost my shoe at our first competition. One shoe.
Where'd
yeah,
you
I
lose
said
it?
Shoe.
So how did you march?
Oh my God.
Anyhow, so obviously we lose things all the time. And in this case, we didn't just lose a shoe. We lost a trailer because the trailer did not come with the cab that was pulling it.
So let's dig into this a little bit because what had happened?
What had happened
was they brought the cabs to us and the drivers hooked up the cab to the trailer or the trailer to the cab and starts driving off. The cab leaves.
And nothing comes.
The trailer does not.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better because not only did that happen, but then when we were leaving for area, the lights didn't turn on one of them, and it was driving in the dark.
Dark. In the rain.
In the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Yeah, in the rain. Merry Christmas. So... yeah, it was. We've had some transportation things this year, like that. It reminds me of year one when we kept breaking the trailers. We kept running.
We needed new tires.
Yeah, yeah.
It bottomed out. Remember that?
I do. I don't. But anyhow, so yeah, we had to figure out how to attach the trailer back to the cab, and that took a good 45 minutes. And so we missed our time slot, so we had to perform last. Which I actually did not want to do because it was so hot.
Oh, my God.
I was really thankful for when we were going to perform.
Yeah. Speaking of when we're going to perform, let's talk about draws. Talk about worst of the fall.
Oh.
Single digits, baby.
So we had to turn this into a positive.
Hey, all right.
Your maracas are in the bag.
Oh, my God. Children.
Yeah.
I forgot my maracas.
Shake them.
Bye. Stay in school. Be responsible.
So.
Maybe.
What
were we talking about? Oh, my God. Draws.
Draws.
Had to turn into a positive. Right.
Yeah. So I kept drawing very low. And so then at the first contest, I drew low. I drew like 8 out of the numbers. And then so Justin's like, I'll draw. So he drew 9. And then I drew again, and I drew 4. And then, so the whole time, and then I did the draw for area. It was low. And then I do the draw for state.
The computer.
The computer drawed it and put us like 6th. And so we went to BLA San Antonio, and it was like, you can't draw, Kim. Yeah. And so Kate was like, I'll do it. So Kate draws a beautiful number.
What was it, 52?
52, but then we end up going on 2nd. Math was not, or 2nd or 3rd. Math was not mathing for us that day. Because everyone had good draws. So we're throwing in the universe, so we had to convince the kids that we constantly wanted to say in single digits.
Yeah.
So if we draw a single digit, that's where we
strength
wanted to
through
end
adversity.
Up.
And talk about meeting your goals.
Yeah.
Met every goal.
It's true. We came in single digits all the time.
That's how you do that.
That was that's what we're saying now. That is not what we thought 2 months ago.
It's true.
It's like, ugh.
Something to justify the means.
Exactly, exactly. So that was a good fun moment and a downer, but also an up.
What about your trumpet section and your honor band recording from in the spring? There was a whole situation with mutes. What was that about? As I eat this cookie?
We were recording for a Firebird, had an honor band recording concert. Let's just preface this with, we got done with UIL.
First of all, if you can think back or remember back far enough, they don't know how to count.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. People or rhythms sometimes. But anyhow, so I said, I know you have AP stuff going on, so I won't schedule any rehearsals as long as you pay attention and do what we need to do for the recordings, concerts. And they're like, yeah, we got it. We got it. So we go to our recording concert, and it's just a few days after UIL. And all of a sudden, like, there are no staff around. Ever. They're not. There's no staff. Ria's is nowhere to be found. I'm trying to figure stuff out, and people look off the wall. I'll let you take the story from here.
I vaguely remember details because a kid comes up to me right before the downbeat, not even warm up, and goes, hey, have you seen the mutes? And I'm just like, oh, is there a bleep button? Mm-hmm. You should use it now. No, what are you talking about? You guys use the mutes. Aren't you responsible for them? Well, so-and-so, but we haven't seen them. And I just want to be like, what would you like me to do about this in this very moment? And I'm pretty sure I responded, oh, she's going to be pissed. So I text the staff, separate from the group chat, red alert, everybody, fire is happening. And we couldn't, I don't remember where the mutes ended up being, but we could not track mutes down to save our lives. So the kid who told me, I was like, oh, I'm not doing it. You're going to have to go tell her.
So we wasted a recording.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then you remember when they tried to tell me that I didn't purchase them?
You didn't buy enough.
So I sent.
And we lost our minds.
I found the invoice. I copied it and I put it out on the table for them. And then where were those? And then they showed up.
Somehow.
They were at people's houses. Yep. So now there's a mute wall that it has to be put back. So, yeah, that was definitely...
You think that happens anywhere else?
No.
Oh, I was going to say yes, because I was totally kidding.
Oh, I don't think so. They don't have my trumpets.
They're better this year, because most of those guys were mine at one point. So hopefully I train them well. And if not, they're not mine.
Fair enough.
We've been jumping around a lot. How about Team Coppell at my wedding? That was all. Sorry, I picked the wrong time. She's spitting out her drink.
This is a PG show.
No, doesn't mean we have to dig into the PG-13 portion.
So let's talk about how hot it was.
Oh, my God.
But we all made the trek down, except
sorry,
for Kate, because she just had a baby.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. That was a lot of friggin' fun, man.
And we did have a good time. And listen, you remember how I was so offended that he didn't ask me to do something for his wedding? Mm-hmm. He finally asked me to do something for his wedding. And so he said, I want you to read something. And I thought my thing was very good.
Yeah.
But I didn't know I was starting the whole event. No one gave me an order of operations. Mm. You know how I am. And I get there thinking I'm on time. And all of a sudden we like interrupt their photo shoot.
Speaking of on time, let's talk about Randall for a second.
What? What about him? Oh, he wasn't on time for the wedding.
Yes.
This guy. Listen, the wedding started at 5 o'clock.
To preface, so everybody understands where we're coming from, Randall is our percussion director.
Yes. And that should explain a lot.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's getting really close to the time. Team Coppell's all sitting together. So I text Randall and I say, hey, are you close? He's like, yeah, I'll be there in about 15 minutes. Doesn't it start at 6? And I said, no. You dumb blank. I said, it starts at 5. He's like, are you sure? And I said, I'm sitting here.
Are you sure?
And it's 2 till, and Riaz is walking down the aisle. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm running. But I don't know where he sat or what time he got there, but when I turned around at the end of it,
he was there.
So that was pretty funny. My favorite thing about that was the pie bar.
Oh, yeah. So there's this, I don't know, we may have talked about it. There's a former Bowie band parent.
Yeah, I think
of
he did. Yeah.
Yours that yeah. owns a pie bar. It's so called the Pie Bar in Austin.
It's so
go.
Good.
It's
it
so good. Good. Yeah, that was fun. What else? That may have been all of the stuff on our list.
We did a lot of things, but we just...
Oh, no.
What?
You said write down me teaching choreo, so let's dig into that.
Oh, yeah. So this year, one of my favorite moments...
Oh, boy.
...was assigning Riaz to be the choreography teacher when our choreographer was not here. Hmm. And, guys, I really should have vlogged this whole situation, because watching him try to teach and then say the lingo.
Chasse.
What is a chasse?
Pot au beret.
What's a pot au beret?
I tried to do it with my hands. You can't see. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Yeah.
I got better at it.
He did. But at first, man.
Oh, man.
If you could think of like Shrek in a ballerina costume.
That was so mean.
He was actually good in the movie.
That's how you justify it.
Yeah. Because you're a bigger guy. Like, you're tall. You're 6 foot something.
A fat joke?
No, you've lost so much weight.
I'm just messing with you.
Ridiculous.
No, y'all, it was bad. Because earlier on in the summer, you're like, hey, by the way, I think we're going to have you do choreo this year. And my response was, ha, a loud guttural, ha, because I thought you were kidding.
No. And then what did Katie Van Dorn do?
I don't know. Yelled at me for something.
Yes, she did. That was one of my favorite moments, is having Katie Van Dorn in.
Oh, for sure.
Watching her teach our kids, but also her get on all of us.
Like, talk about somebody who's just very detail oriented, man.
Yeah,
she's
great.
A different kind of band director.
She is. She's unique. But yeah, he got a little bit better. But there were times there were times where I go, hey, what is this supposed to do? And he'd look at me, and go,
Yeah, because so the is a filler, because the Rolodex in my brain is spinning. Wait, what movement? What count structure? What page? Oh, this goes like this and the uh-huh, and the foot goes this way, and huh, 1 and 3, 5, accent your counts, guys. Count ladder, everybody.
Yes, because he thought that would help them.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
We broke it down.
Remember when you taught it wrong?
Did I not fix it?
You did. Did you not anger the children?
I angered myself, because there was, man, one of the first... prep nights, like prep Sunday night to teach Monday.
Yeah.
It was probably a 32 count sequence, 64 yeah. counts, something like that. Minute, repetitive. It took me hours, guys, hours to learn it.
I called his wife because she did color guard and dance, yeah. And I was like, you're going to have to help your boy.
She did. Let's be clear.
Did you try to do the dances for her?
No, I have, not to toot my own horn, but I have a pretty big TV in my living room. So I wonder what it was like for somebody walking down the sidewalk with the blinds open at 8 p.m.
You?
At night, watching me and Chris in my living room at the TV.
Listen, sometimes he try to demonstrate and you just hear his knees crack.
That was disrespectful.
So wheezing right now.
Yeah, he it was quite entertaining, but now he knows.
Not gonna lie, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Trying to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so, that would make stuff up. Isn't your knee supposed to do this thing? What's happening here? Why does your knee look like this? Pick yeah. your foot up. Is this toe up or toe down? Because half the time I couldn't remember.
He couldn't. Yes, that is
strength through adversity.
So, if you liked our choreography, it was done by Chris
Galbraith.
But he cleaned it. Maria's cleaned it. I did one portion of the choreography, which was approved.
Yes, that was pretty good. Listen, Chris said I was doing a good job, and
you were.
All that mattered.
You did. You did a great job. It just took you a hot minute.
We all have our own disadvantages.
It's true.
And learning paces.
Yeah. Well, those are just some of our favorite moments. We look forward to 2025.
Oh, yeah.
Because we won't be back until 2025.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Probably jump in right with Aria. Hmm.
We will. We'll be hosting and all that kind of stuff. So we'll try to pop in the first week just to get everyone back in. But we wish you all a safe and happy holiday season.
Yes.
Those of you that are at Midwest, I hope you're enjoying it. Stay warm, and
if you're performing, have a great concert.
Oh, such a memorable experience.
Live it up if you haven't done it before.
Yeah.
It's great.
And if you get a great tour guide, maybe it'll turn your thing into an Uber. Your bus into an Uber, but maybe not.
Yeah.
So
have a good break. Be responsible. Stay in school.
Be kind. Be good people.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.